Hey, what's going on, my friend? Welcome to month 6, week 1. And this week, I'm going to teach you how to let go of 5 of the most common core self-limiting beliefs about money that will, and I speak from experience, trip you up on your own pursuit to abundance if left intact, if left unconsciously controlling your actions, sabotaging your forward pursuit. These self-limiting core, unexamined, oftentimes illogical beliefs we carry, we've been taught, we've been conditioned to embody, they are the chains that bind us. And a lot of times when you can discover them, you can start to catch yourself when you're acting from them, and you can slowly let them go as you are able to then move more freely forward towards the things you want in life. Money is not a bad thing. We live on planet Earth. We need it. I know you want to be happy. I know you want to be abundant. I know you want to be free. I know you want to eat healthy food. I know you want to be able to do things. You want to be able to do the things you want to do without having money being a limiting factor. You can have that. You don't have to be greedy. You don't have to be unspiritual. You don't have to screw over your friends and family. You don't have to compromise your integrity. And I know you're like, you know what? I know that, but your unconscious beliefs probably say otherwise. I know mine did. I know from my own personal experience, I was at a point where I had no income. I was sliding into credit card debt. I had to make money. I had to have the goal of earning money. And as I did this, as I tried to get my hands on more money, I would find that I was always repeating these cycles and sabotaging myself and attracting these same like blockades to my success that would come in many forms. I realized that my unconscious beliefs were literally, and not in a conscious way, they were controlling me. They're causing me to make unwise choices at the right time when I might have been right about to come into some abundance. I'd find a way to screw it up for myself. And they talk about this all the time in sales. I read this whole book. It's not the same book. I have a book I read called The Psychology of Sales, written by Brian Tracy. And this author talks about all these studies that have been done about salesmen. And one of the interesting things they've discovered is that a salesperson a lot of times will have a glass ceiling. They'll have a cap where they will define themselves as worthy as making a certain amount of income. Maybe we'll say $50,000 a year. And maybe they have a good year. And that first month into the year, they make $30,000. So they have the whole rest of the year to only make $20,000. And you know what will happen? Instead of continuing in that upward momentum, they will find a way to be like lazy all year. And regardless of how they do it, they will settle in at that $50,000 a year mark because they have that glass ceiling, because their actions have been unconsciously dictated by their self-limiting beliefs. I experienced this to the fullest in my own life. And I literally had to discover, well, Victor, why are you blocking yourself? Why are you doing this? Where does this come from? And I found I had a whole slew of unconscious, programmed, self-limiting beliefs about money that were causing me to mess myself up. Okay? And I know a lot of spiritual people I've talked to really struggle with this. They're afraid to charge money for what they do. They feel bad even wanting money. They're afraid to admit that they do want money, even to themselves. But it's, again, money is a vehicle. Money doesn't make you a bad person. If you're a bad person, money will probably make you a worse person. If you're a good person, guess what? Good people, they give to charities. They hook people up with their money. So money is just an energy, and do with it as you will. And I know most of the people, if not all of you, part of this program, you're excellent human beings. You're phenomenal people. And in your hands, you would do wonders with it. Okay, so now it's time to start going to get it because you deserve to have the life you want. So what I'm going to do is there's another video I want you to watch. This is kind of an introduction. Below this video is another video I shot maybe, I don't know, 6 months to a year ago that kind of goes into more detail about the 5 main self-limiting core beliefs that are just blocking you. I'm going to talk about what they are and how to get rid of them. And I'll leave you to it. You guys have an amazing week. It's been nice catching up. I'll see you next week. Namaste.